The unearthing of a box of bones at a private construction site in Old City, Philadelphia last fall ignited concerns over how public and private agencies should handle important remnants of our past. But the publicity and lack of oversight also spurred a group of archaeologists and anthropologists to step in. Last month, they led a volunteer emergency dig to salvage what they could. Now, as WHYY's Alana Gordon reports, they're trying to figure out how to properly handle the skeletal remains of dozens of individuals and raise the resources needed for subsequent steps.
Kimberly Moran says they got the call from the developer in February,
saying we're finding multiple bodies here that, you know, this is something we don't know how to handle.
More bones, believed to be part of one of Philadelphia's first cemeteries, had surfaced as workers on the private construction site at 2nd and Arch drilled deeper into the ground. Moran is a forensic archaeologist at Rutgers Camden. For her, this was a chance to step in, preserve, and pay respect to some of Philadelphia's oldest citizens. PMC Property Group agreed to halt work for a week, mid-March. She and a motley crew of volunteer forensic specialists and archaeologists swept in. Anna Doty with the Mutter Institute was at the helm.
It was crazy. It was absolutely just, you know, throw on some work clothes and get down there.
Doty has a background in physical anthropology, so excavating bones and other remains is not foreign to her. She and others were grateful to even get access to the private site, but they quickly found themselves in way over their heads.
How many boxes or how many coffins did you have to move?
I don't know, Kimberly, I lost count.
So the 1 week of kind of proper excavation that we were doing, we removed 77 individuals, and they were a mixture of boxes and coffins.
77. In the scurry to get the remains safely stowed away, they wound up scattered among three locations. Some are at the Mutter, others are at Moran's lab, and the rest are in some third-party storage unit in South Philadelphia that the developer helped coordinate. This week, Doty and Moran started the daunting task of tallying what they've got in these boxes and coffins for the very first time since the dig.
So we're opening up the plastic on each of these coffins, figuring out which number that individual is, and then measuring the size of the platter that they're sitting on.
22.
Yeah.
They're stressed, but excited.
My biggest concern is that these coffins have gone moldy.
Now that the weather is getting warmer, it's really imperative that we get them out.
The goal is to get everything in one secure space. They recently learned that the College of New Jersey has a spot, thanks to the involvement of archaeologist George Leader.
I'm really excited about it because I think we have a great team here, and I think we're going to find some really interesting things about Philadelphia and ultimately our nation's history.
Leader first met Doty and Moran last month. He stopped by the site and basically jumped in to help. But now, about 3 weeks after the excavation, the group says they face new challenges. Excavation was just the first step in gleaning details about these individuals. Many of the remains are all mixed up in boxes or are unassociated bones. They'll have to go through them, taking meticulous notes to find clues. On a more practical level, they need to figure out when and how to move the heavier, fragile coffins and how to pay for it.
You're going to get a U-Haul, a few friends, and see if we can't get...
All of this is on top of their day jobs. So they've launched a crowdfunding campaign to raise money and are looking into grant applications to do a proper analysis. Doty wants public participation. For its part, the developer, PMC Property Group, says it put in tens of thousands of dollars toward helping with the dig. Jonathan Staven is with PMC.
We were glad that we were able to assist in the process, and all of this is without any legal obligation.
He says they'll front the reinterment of the remains at Mount Moriah Cemetery. That's where the bodies were supposed to have been moved when the Old City Cemetery closed more than a century ago. Looking ahead, Moran hopes to create a field course this summer so students can help out and learn. They're curious about what these bones, with the help of some archival sleuthing, might reveal about Philadelphia's forgotten past, about the experiences of these individuals, and maybe even their actual identities. Moran and others think this next phase will be a lot of work, but they see it as a duty and responsibility.
Ultimately, we're telling these people's story. The story was about to be lost as they were essentially being destroyed in the process of construction. So it's a wonderful opportunity to really help these forgotten people to be remembered.
The handling of the Arch Street site is spurring local debates about how public and private agencies should deal with situations like this moving forward. Because in a city as old as Philadelphia, the tension between honoring the past and building the future is sure to come up again. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.